Welcome to Word Life Church. My name is Pastor Freddie Minifield. You know, I'm so excited that you joined us today. I don't believe it's a coincidence. One thing I know for sure is that the Word of God will make all the difference in your life. And the word you hear today is going to encourage you, it's going to challenge you, and it's going to impact your forever. So whatever you do, get all the distractions away, and you tune in and expect to hear from heaven. And after the message, don't go anywhere. I'd love the opportunity to pray with you on any needs that you may have in your house or your household. You know, there is no time, space, or distance in the spirit realm. You can be healed, delivered, saved right where you are. So stay tuned after the message. We'll see you then.
Today's subtitle is entitled The High Ground. If any of you know anything about battles, you know the strategic position to be in is the high ground. You want to position yourself from that. As I minister, one thing I like to glean from is the Apostle Paul, and he says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, "And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but a demonstration of spirit and of power, that your faith, our faith, man's faith, should not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." When we know and understand where our help comes from, we can go to the right place to receive help. You know, if you're a shadow boxing, you're never going to get a trophy. If you are fighting people, you are never going to win a spiritual battle, because the battle is not in the flesh. It's not of the flesh. And it's so important that you and I know and understand that. If you're going to experience victory, if you're going to experience success, it's going to be key to know and understand who you're fighting and how to fight. Yes? So very true. And in order to experience God, there are some things that you and I need to participate with. There's something that has been laid out already. There's a way of doing things. There is a system called the kingdom of God that has been laid out, and it's going to require you and I participating with the kingdom of God. We are not going to get spiritual victories in the natural. The natural realm is not going to benefit your forever. And it's so important that we know and understand that. You know, it is normal. Look at somebody and say, it's normal for you to walk in the supernatural. That's normal. Listen, a fish doesn't say, "Oh my God, I'm wet." A dog don't say, guys, this might sound crazy, but I barked yesterday. It was wild. Fire truck came by and I just came out. I barked. That's normal. A bird is never celebrating because he's in flight. As a believing believer, it's normal to walk in the supernatural. It's normal for you to live in the spirit realm. You're supposed to experience God. That is God's desire. That is God's heart. And that's what he's trying to get us to. You are not only human. It's a good song, but it's a lie. The moment you said yes to Jesus, you said yes to the divine inhabitant of Jesus. If you have said yes to Jesus and Jesus now abides in you, it is wrong for you to say, "I am only human." Your yes came with deity. Your yes came with you partaking with the divine nature of the Creator. It's important to know and understand that. There is great potential inside of you. There is power on the inside of you. There is healing on the inside of you. There is raising from the dead power dwelling on the inside of you. Sickness is afraid of you. Because of the name of Jesus Christ, because of the blood of Jesus, everything has to bow down to that name. And if you belong to that name belongs to you. Everything has to bow down to you. It's important to grab hold of that, because that's the truth. experiencing God as your blood bought right. You are now a citizen of the kingdom of God, and you are privy to all the rights of heaven. You are privy to all the rights, all the ways of the kingdom of God. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to choose to experience God? Isaiah 55, 9 says, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours and my thoughts than your thoughts." Listen, God did not call you, choose you, and assign you to natural things. God has called you, saved you, and assigned you a life of supernatural living. He desires for you and I to function and flow in his ways. He desires for you and I to continue the work of the Messiah. He desires you and I to take on the Father's business. Listen, he's not done. Just because Jesus went on and to be seated, he is not done. There's work to be done in the earth, and it's to be done by you. It is to be done by you. Look at somebody and say, it's to be done by you. So very important that we know and understand that God has called us to higher ways. God has called us to position ourselves on higher ground. Higher ways will require higher thoughts. Yes? So very important that we get a hold of that. Proverbs 23:7 talks about, as a man thinks, so is he. We're not going to escape what our thought life produces in our life. You can't think negative and expect positive. You can't think failure and expect victorious living. It's going to require you and I lining up to the truth of we are overcomers. Amen? Thoughts create what we become. We think about what is produced in our lives. Your life is what your thoughts are making of it. Dear God, and this is why the past is so dangerous. If you and I are dwelling on the past, because here's the thing, the majority of the people who are dwelling on the past are not dwelling on the good things. Isn't it interesting how negative things take root a lot further and deeper than good things? It's a stronghold. It's an attack. The negative things, when we drag them into our now thinking, we take our eyes off of Jesus, who's the only one who can help us. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. If we're looking at the past, we're not looking at him. It's important that we settle that. There is, listen, please hear this. What I just said, there is never a deviation in this law. This always applies. You and I, we do not get a pass. We don't get a pass because of the situation or the circumstance. This always applies. A changed life always requires changed thoughts. Always. The prodigal son is a perfect example of that, and we'll take a look at that. Your mind is your decision-making boardroom. If you're not dictating and editing the notes in the boardroom, you're not participating in the outcome. Not participating is also known as conforming to the world. Romans chapter 12 and 2 says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove, that there may be evidence, that other people can see proof, evidence. Listen to this. Evidence is always seen. If it's not seen, guess what? It's not evidence. The purpose of this scripture is for you and I to show in the earth realm evidence of the will of God in our lives. That you may prove, does anybody else see that? Does your Bible say prove? That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. There should be some evidence walking around for others to see. Conforming is convenient. Conforming is the path of least resistance. Let's go to Luke chapter 15 and verse 14. The prodigal son is the best example of just that. Luke 15 and 14. When we center our lives on God's plans, we will begin to flow in his ways. Raise your hand if you desire to flow in God's ways. Family, when we center our lives on his will, that will happen in our lives. What you commit to, he will release through you. He's looking for vessels. He's looking for those who say yes to him. Those who just make the decision to be the one who stands up and says, I'll go lay hands. I'll go speak truth. I'll be the one that, you know what, I'll forgive first. I'll choose to be a vessel. I'll give up my right to be right in order to be a vessel that can be used in the earth by Father God. I'll choose to surrender in order for his cause to go forward. To flow in his ways means to exchange your thoughts, beliefs, and opinions for God's thoughts, beliefs, and opinions. You know what? Give up your opinions. Stop having an opinion on everything. Let your response be, well, let's see what the Word of God says. You know, I'll get back to you on that. I haven't studied that out. I don't have a good understanding on that. Instead of being quick to share your opinions, what is God saying? And what's more important, what God is saying or what you think? Open book test. Family, we have to choose his ways over our ways. We have to choose his will over our will. That's the way the kingdom of God gets advanced in the earth. Not by you and I holding on to our right to be right. Don't try to change the word of God to fit your situation. Allow the word of God to change you. Amen. Luke chapter 15 and verse 14 says, but when he spent all, so I want you to underline that and make a marker that he had substance. He had substance. But when he spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Verse 15. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. So a circumstance took place, and he chose who he joined himself with. And he sent him, the citizen of that country, sent him into his fields to feed swine. Verse 16, and he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. And no one gave him anything. Was that the truth? No one gave him anything. If he spent all, did somebody give him something? He took his father's inheritance. He took his inheritance and went to a foreign land and spent all. Situation takes place. He's participating in a famine. And now his confession is, nobody gave me nothing. Well, if we back up a little bit, your father gave you all. more than it was time to give you, and you took it and spent it. And now you're pointing your finger and say, nobody gives me nothing. Nobody cares about me. In order for you and I to experience God, we must always join ourselves to truth. Sickness in your body is not unto death. That's truth. I'm never going to find anybody. That's a lie. I'm not going to get out of debt. That's a lie. Nobody helps me. The biggest price that has ever been paid for anything on the planet was paid for you. Don't allow a situation or a circumstance to begin to conform your thinking to lack. I don't have anything. That's agreeing with the lie. Family, you have everything you need. And when we stay joined and connected to the truth of our kingdom citizenship, a lie doesn't come in and begin to shift our thinking. He exchanged, we're not going to get beyond our minds, family. Our minds will filter everything we receive. And it's so important to take a look at this so we allow what needs to come in, and we prevent what doesn't need to come in, to come in. You realize we always have control of that? No one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, you know what that means? That means he left himself. When he joined himself to that citizen of another country, he left himself. And when he came to himself is when light flooded his thinking. Some translation says when he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? Wait a minute. What am I doing laying here? Jesus Christ died on my behalf so that I can be whole. Hold on. Wait. Why am I struggling with depression? Wait a minute. I'm going to come to myself and remember that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I'm going to come to myself and acknowledge that he promised that he would never leave me and never forsake me. Come to yourself and no one understand the victory that abides on the inside of you. Anxiety is trespassing. Never again call it your own. Stress is not normal in the life of a believing believer. Stop nurturing it. Negative thoughts are trespassing in the mind of a believing believer. Negative thoughts must have permission to enter in and hang out in your holy vessel, your vessel that belongs to the Holy Spirit. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? Here's another way of saying that. When he had another thought, when he allowed another thought in, that thought came with light. And that light illuminated the truth. Oh, wait a minute. My dad has it all. My dad has everything I need, and even if I were to go to my dad and live as a slave, I'd have more than I have right now. When he exchanged his thoughts for his father's thoughts, there was a profound shift, and light flooded his mind. When he processed the information, a new way of thinking began to operate on the inside of him. And he realized that higher ground was available. He realized that his perspective was lying to him. You're not lacking. You are not the overcame. You are an overcomer. And it's important to know and understand that. He allowed a new action and a new direction to take place in his life. Transformation comes from higher thoughts. Prepare to be transformed and never be the same again. Have that expectation. I'm going to be transformed and never be the same again. A butterfly is not dreaming of days of crawling on the ground. Your deliverance can go from glory to glory, victory to victory. You know, it's not of God to go from highs and lows. You realize that's not of God? You know, my spirit cringes when I ask somebody, how you doing? Oh, I'm okay. That's a lie. You are blessed and highly favored. You have oxygen in your lungs, which means that God is not done. You have more than most people in the world. You are way more than okay. You are excellent. You are blessed and highly favored. You know what? Agree right now to start speaking truth whenever somebody greets you. Speak truth, not feelings. Speak truth, not emotions. How you doing? Well, I'm a little under the weather. Get from out under there. You're not supposed to be under the weather. You are an overcomer. Don't give in to feelings. How many of you have had your feelings lie to you? Raise your hand. How many of you have had your feelings betray you? Emotions just betrayed you, but I loved him, Pastor. He was all that. You should have seen him. He walked on clouds, dear God. He said he would never. What caused this powerful transformation in the prodigal son? He didn't have hands laid on him. He didn't have, dear God, think about this. He didn't have anybody agree with him in prayer. His brother didn't go snatch him out of the pig house. What changed? What caused this transformation? His thought life. I submit to you right now, you can get out of whatever you're in right now with your thought life. Right now, transformation can take place. He remembered his rightful position. I believe that's what the Lord is calling us to do today. Remember our rightful position. Wrong thinking drove him away, and right thinking sent him back home. You know what that's called? Repentance. Wrong thinking had him going the wrong direction. He came to himself. He remembered who he was and who his father was. He began to think right and headed back to the house. That's called repentance. Luke 15, 18 says, I will arise. Let's put that on the screen and read that together. This is a bold, this should be our declaration. Luke chapter 15, verse 18. Ready? Read. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I will arise. Say that to somebody. Say that to somebody else. I will arise. That is you taking ownership of the transformation. Because here's the deal. If he didn't arise, he'd be hanging out with pigs. He made that decision. I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me one of your hired servants. His feelings had him repeating a lie. Was that true? Not even almost. There was nothing true about that statement at all. He said, I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Have you ever felt unworthy before? Have you ever felt unworthy here, family? Every time you feel unworthy, every time I feel unworthy, it's a lie. It's a lie. Your thoughts are so vital. The prodigal son was convinced that he was no longer worthy to be called a son. He was convinced that he didn't deserve or have access to the love, the blessing, or the provisions of his father. All of us have been in that position. Don't let your thinking separate you from your father's provision. Don't allow that to take place. Max, God has placed a book into your spirit that is going to set people free. People are going to be able to grab hold of the printed material that you produce, and upon the grip, anointing is going to go into them, and they're going to be set free immediately. What God has intended for you to do, what he's trying to do through you, is for the lives of millions of people. The enemy has been lying to you and trying to attack your self-worth, because he knows that the moment you break loose and tap into what God is doing and doing through you, there he's going to lose millions. His kingdom is under attack every day you breathe. Step out into that. Step out. In fact, let's stretch our hands towards Max. Max, in the name of Jesus, we send you forth into the perfect plan that God has for you. We come into agreement with the provisions, the finances, the know-how, the publisher, the editor. We come into agreement right now, and we boldly declare, it is done. In Jesus' name. So very important that we know and understand that there are lives at stake because of our obedience. There are people waiting to hear the gospel through our mouths. There are people who we admire and look up to who will never touch the people who you and I are assigned to touch. Experiencing God is not for goosebumps. Experiencing God is not for the hair on our arms to stand up. Experiencing God is for you and I to go forth in power and boldness and minister to a lost and dying world. So very important. Every time you lay hands on a student, Candace, the anointing is available to give you discernment and cause health and healing to go into that child. I want you to begin to pray in the spirit every time you lay hands on a child, whether you're ushering them a certain way, whether you, if you're just putting your hand on their shoulder, you agree. There is an anointing available. You can hand a child something, and the anointing of the living God can go into that child for protection and discernment. Begin to think that way. Begin to align your activities up that way. And you're going to see and hear testimonies. It is going to take place. You know, whenever the Spirit of God interrupts a service, it's because you're important to him. Whenever the Spirit of God takes me away from the notes to move in the gifts of a word of knowledge or wisdom, whatever he decides to use, it's because you're important to him. He's more concerned about your life than the notes He's more concerned about next steps than anything else. There's nothing greater. There's nothing more valuable than you. And he knows that. And I've committed to get out of the way. I could care less about the notes. My heart is for you. My concern is you getting to the next level. My concern is you stepping into all that God has called you to do, Jessica. There's so much in you. God has imparted so much in you for your generation. There is a generation of young ladies waiting for you to just pursue him like never before. They're looking at you already. Begin to use who he's built, created, and molded you to be to minister to loved ones. It doesn't have to be hard. Simple. Just God loves you. Begin to allow him. He's been calling you. He's been nudging you. He's been interrupting your thoughts for such a time as this. Step into that. God loves you, and God wants to move mightily through you. And when we just yield, fam, we just have to keep yielding. We have to keep saying, Lord, not my will, your will be done. So very important. Will you do that? Will you do that? Not my, let's do it together. Say, Lord, not my will, your will be done. So very important that we commit to that. He was believing a lie, and he said, Father, I have sinned against heaven, and in your sight I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring him the fatted calf here, and bring the fatted calf here and kill it, and let us eat and be merry, for my son was dead and is alive again. Now, and nowhere, at no point did this son stop breathing. The death there is talking about separation. When you and I allow things to separate us from the love of God, when we allow things to separate us, it stops the flow of life. And that breaks the Father's heart. He desires, he talks about it in John 15. What happens to the branch that's detached? That was a real question. What happens to the branch that's detached? It died. It looks good for a minute. Still got some leaves on it. It's the fruit's there. You got 4 or 5 days. The fruit's still good. But you just keep watching. You let that disconnected branch hang out in the sun, not being connected to the vine, and it shrivels up and dies. That separation causes death. The son didn't die. The son was separate. He said, my son that was dead is now alive. That's my son who was disconnected is now connected. God is asking us to stay connected. Allow the life of God to flow through us in order to minister health and healing to other people. Amen. Romans 8, 1 and 2. Did you notice that the Son came back to the Father? Did you notice that the Father didn't leave the house and go from house to house in that different foreign country and look for the Son? The Son had a free will, and you and I are all free will agents. And at any time, we can walk away from the Father's house. At any time, we can go and do our own thing. Yet the Father will always be waiting right there, looking. The Father had to be looking. The story goes on to say he ran out of his house. The Father had to be facing the door, the road leading up to the house, to see his son. You know, there is somebody here who has placed so much value on your natural father that you have taken your eyes off of the benefits and what you have with your Heavenly Father. And the enemy desires to disconnect you from the fatherly figure so you can't relate to Father God. And Father God desires to let you know and understand, just like when he split the sky and said, "This is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased." He's saying that to you because of you, because of your yes, because of your choosing. He is saying to you, you are his beloved Son. Receive that. Whoever that was for, don't ever again allow what your father did to mean more than what your father did. Amen. Romans 8, 1 and 2 says, "There's now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." Drop down to verse 5. It says, "For those who live according to the flesh, set." For those who live according to the flesh, set their minds. You guys see that? You know what that's like? That's like a thermostat being set to a certain temperature. "For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit." You and I have the ability to set our minds on the things of the Spirit or the things that are carnal. Does anybody else see that? Understanding our position is so vital. It's the only way we can be transformed. Own family, transformation is coming no other way. The only way, raise your hand if you want to be transformed. If that's you, if you want to be transformed, this is the only way. Having real results that last in our lives. Only continuing in the word that you know causes you to walk in freedom. Only continuing in the word that you know allows you to walk in freedom. That means we have to be in the word in order to know the word, true or not true. Being transformed is making manifest our physical senses to the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Staying the same is frustrating and stressful, true or not true. Going around and around and around is not cool at all. Let's finish up with John 14, 12. Family, the high ground mindset unlocks peace and love in our life. It unlocks life. The high ground mindset is set on things of the Spirit. The high ground mindset causes you and I to walk in the Spirit and be free from the law of sin and death. The high ground mindset is the only way for you and I to tap in to the greater works. John 14, 12 says, "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me," raise your hand if you believe in God, if you believe in Jesus, I should say, "the works that I do, he will do also." Raise your hands again. If you believe in Jesus, raise your hands again. This has been written. So be it in our lives. Raise your hand again if you believe in Jesus. Listen, this is to you. In fact, stand to your feet if you believe in Jesus and receive this word. "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me," that's everybody who's standing, "you believing believers, the works that I do," says King Jesus to you, "you will do also, and greater works than these you will do because I go to the Father." Family, greater works are in hands of the children now. The greater works have been passed down. Sylvia, it's time for you to respond in the spirit realm as a organic as a flow. The spirit realm is parallel to the natural realm. Never again yield to the natural to give the spiritual permission to move in your life. When you sense it move, and God's going to do great things in your life. There's times and times past where you sense something to say something, you sense something to do something, and you thought, is this right? And that yielding, that hesitation gives the enemy time to cause the slowdown of what God is trying to do. It's parallel. When you sense it move, when you sense it, say it, and God's going to use you in a great and mighty way, greater than you've ever known, greater than what you've ever imagined. And here's the deal. You deserve it. He invested in you for that purpose. Trust, he knows what he's doing. He values you. The high ground mindset is the only way for you and I to move into greater works. You may be seated. Let's go over our application together. You know, family is so important that we live Mark 9:23 lives. Jesus said, if you can believe, if you can believe, all things are possible. We need to live Mark 9:23 lifestyles. We need to take the limits off. The key is you and I believing. Someone online is thinking, oh, it's been so long. So, you have today. You have right now. And all things are possible. Family, we have to agree with the word of God. We have to choose the word over our personal preference, over our past experience. God is not looking at your past. Stop bringing it up to him. This message is so vital. Because if anybody is dealing with any behavioral issues that don't line up with the word of God, when you get prayed for, you'll feel good in the moment. You'll stand and receive, and then the enemy will have an opportunity to talk you out of it. We have to agree with the word, because here's the thing, the word never changes. Our feelings change, our atmosphere change, our environment. You know, it's easy to be pumped up in the house of God. It's easy to be ready to charge hell with a water pistol because you're surrounded by believers. But the real work starts out there. We have to use the word of God as our map, as our guide. Jessica, the Lord just said yes. And I don't know what that means, but he said yes to whatever that question that you have. Application, how to maximize the high ground. Number one says what? Okay. We had half of you. Okay, we're about to read application number one. So if you do not have your sheet out, it's on the phone or it's on the screen. Okay. Application number one says eliminate all excuses. You know, there's no such thing as a good excuse. Anything that takes you away from the plan, the purpose, and the promises of God is not good. Ever. There's no such thing as a good excuse. We're talking about taking the higher ground. We're talking about experiencing God. Anything that prevents you and I from experiencing God is never good. True or not true? No good excuses. Number two says what? Come to yourself. Go back to the Father's house. Repentance means to take on a new thought and go in a new direction. Repentance is evidence of change. It's not repentance if you do the same thing or have the same thoughts. Family, it's time to break it now in the name of Jesus. Break your ties with the past, negative thoughts, feelings, experiences. Thank you, Lord. Number three says what? High ground habits. HGH. High ground habits. So very important. Hearing the word of God is a high ground habit. Reading the word of God is a higher ground habit. And studying God's word is a high ground habit. You know, it's so easy to think, you know, come on, Pastor, give me a shortcut. Lay hands on me. Lay hands on me. Let the mind of Christ go into me. So it's a done deal. Well, there's no shortcuts. You and I need to position ourselves and do what God is calling us to do, because it's so significant what he wants to do through your lives. Number four. Guard your heart and your mind. The enemy of your soul is after the word. Somebody's going to leave here and get in a fight. somebody's gonna leave here and have a crazy thought. And the enemy is standing by looking for an opportunity to steal the word of God from your heart. Don't let it happen. Say, not me. Not on my watch. The enemy comes to punch holes in our belief system. That's what he does. So anything that excludes hope is a lie. Anything that makes you feel like you can't make it is a lie. Anything or anybody that turns your focus away from the goodness of God is lying to you. Somebody needs to sever a relationship that's familiar. You are holding on to people who are choosing the opposite of what God is trying to do in your life. God has there's a tug of war going on. God is setting your course a certain way, and you are holding on to people, and it's like tug of war. You're in the middle, but yet it's familiar, and God is saying, come with me. I know your future better than you know your past. And you're familiar, it's comfortable. And God is saying, if you let go, I'll show you love like never before. Guard your heart and mind. Where are we at? Did we say that already? Five, last but not least, what's it say? Set your thoughts on God. So important. You know, you have to decide, you know, set your thoughts on God. Think that way. Think spiritual life. You know, if somebody gets on your nerves, don't give them a piece of your mind. God is not encouraging you to give somebody a piece of your mind. He's not. Can I help you? That's not God. So think, he is long suffering. He is gentle. He is patient. But yeah, that's just my personality. That is of the devil. Can I just say it like that? That is not God. That is giving in. So set your thoughts on God. What would God do for real? What would he do? What would he have me say? What is he saying for me to do or say? Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for yet another opportunity to choose a spiritual life, to choose to experience you. Father, we're so grateful for the opportunity to hear your holy written word. Now it's up to us to do something with it. Jesus, you are the head of this body, and we choose to listen and be led by you. You did not call us, the church, to be headless. We surrender and we yield to your leading and your instructions. We understand that although salvation may get our names written in the book, it's our mindsets that gives us the ability to live it out. on the earth. We understand salvation positions us in heaven, but our thoughts position us here on the earth. Father, we choose to check our thoughts at the door. We commit to right thinking that frees us, and we forsake wrong thinking that binds us. We thank you, Lord, for each and every household that's represented here today. Thank you, Lord. We love you. We praise you. Father, we thank you for showing us how to release those ideas and thought patterns, those beliefs that have been holding us in bondage, to a life that you died to get us out of, to get us away from. Will you help us? We know that every action is birthed through thought. And we're giving you our motives, our intent, our thought life. We bring our thought life to the altar right now. Some of us have been working hard to manage unwanted actions while never dealing with the thoughts that birth the actions into existence. We lift them up right now. Thank you for illuminating the key to be free from that area. We cut the ties to our past right now. We choose to forgive and to live a life of pouring out and being the vessel you've called us to be. Father, thank you for the young lady who was hurt, who needs her heart to be mended. Father, I lift her up right now. Holy Spirit, I'm asking you, as her comforter, to minister to her now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Wasn't that a powerful message? Isn't God good? You know, one thing I know for sure, the Word of God never returns void. It's always going to do what it's supposed to do. So here's your challenge. Apply the word of God that you heard today. If this message has been a blessing to you in any way, I'm encouraging you to consider sowing a seed. You know, here at Word Life, we're seeing lives transform. We're seeing people saved, healed, delivered. And that happens through partnership. So we welcome your partnership if you feel led to come and be a part of what God is doing here. If you have any prayer requests, let us know. We would love the opportunity. I'm going to pray for everybody here in a second. But if you have anything specific, let us know. We would love the opportunity to partner with you in prayer. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for each and every viewer. Father, I add my faith to their faith right now. In the name of Jesus, I speak blessings over their lives, over their children, over their households. I boldly declare that they are above only and not beneath. They are the head and not the tail. And they walk in victory in Jesus' name. God bless you. We love you. We'll see you next time.